and welcome to a very special edition, live from the Jim Baker Studios. You're invited. Morningside, USA, snuggled in the beautiful Ozark Mountains. Join us today as we celebrate the Voice of the Prophets Network. Our special guests today are Pastor Chopper Ward, our own Pastor Joe Campbell, our co-hosts today are Maricela Woodall, Mondo de la Vega, and I'm Tammy Sue Baker. And now, direct from Grace Street at Morningside, USA, here's your hosts, Pastors Jim and Lori Baker.
Thank you, Tammy Sue Baker, and welcome to Grace Street.
Yes, hello, everybody.
Live.
Yes, so exciting.
Coming to you live from Grace Street. And this is just a bit of what's coming in the future.
Yes, right.
Yes. We're believing God we're going to go live every day with our show.
Yes.
5 days a week. Because the events of the world are happening so fast, we need to be able to preach about them, why it's happening.
Exactly. Just like right now, I want to take a minute and we want to say that we are all praying for the state of Florida.
As
you can see, they're under a massive hurricane. I think the best governor in the world, in the United States, is Ron DeSantis. He's been preparing his people. But I will say, what you're seeing, if you're watching it, is that it very rarely hits the Gulf Coast. This is one of our favorite places we've gone over the years. Sanibel Island, outside of Fort Myers. Nena lived in Fort Myers for a couple years, going to school there. And we are praying for this. It's a Category 5. It's going across the state. The storm surges are very serious. Yeah. And they said if you haven't gotten out now, you better hunker down. And we're praying for all of our precious partners in Florida. The partners in Florida are the ones who have represented us and believed in us, right?
Yeah. That's right.
More than any other state in the union. Yeah. And I pray that you have your food. I pray you have your water filtration systems that we've offered over the years,
your generators. Listen, I just got off the phone a few hours ago with several pastors. Some of our partners have been communicating through Facebook, but two of the pastors, one of them, Kevin Jessup, just said, look, we lost power and we are watching massive flooding outside of our window. Another one, Pastor James Levesque, that was just here.
Yeah.
His power is out. It's flooding.
And
here's in the Clearwater Barrier Island, Florida area. I want to tell you something. Pray for your pastors because they're going to be the ones that are going to be needed outside of FEMA, outside of insurance.
Yes.
Pastors are the ones that always walk in after a storm.
Yeah.
So pray for your church and pray for God's power to be in that area. But I want to tell you, all of our partners that have been communicating through Facebook, we're standing with you. We're praying for you. And a lot of them have said, tell Pastor Jim and Lori, we have food.
Good.
We have our generator.
Good.
We have our water bottles. We are prepared. But this is the hour where we must be live. I'm going to give you one headline. 5 major events that have happened within the last 100 hours.
Mm-hmm.
Can you believe that?
You know, when storms come in our lives, oftentimes they're accompanied by the spirit of fear.
Yeah.
That's right.
But the Bible says that if any man, woman, boy, girl, be in Christ, they're a new creature.
Amen.
Old things are passed away, and those things are the mindsets.
Yeah.
And I just believe right now, everybody watching this, if you are a child of God, that means you are in Christ.
Mm-hmm.
That means you can pattern your life by what Jesus did.
Mm-hmm.
When the storms came, notice Jesus didn't freak out.
Right.
That's right.
He grabbed a MyPillow. He went down the bottom of the boat. And he said, I'm going to sleep this out. Why? Because he had done given the word, let us go to the other side.
Yeah.
He had already told his team, we're getting in the boat, going to the other side. Meaning that no matter what happens between now and then, we're still going to the other side.
Yes.
Whatever word God spoke to you last week, last month, that was going to happen before the end of this year, do not let Ian, whatever his name is, take precedence over what God said. If God be for you, there's no hurricane, there's no weather pattern that can be against you.
That's right. And so
perilous times are coming.
Absolutely.
And we've got to be in God. Yes. Solid in God.
But we have to be prepared spiritually, like you were just saying, Pastor Chopper. And we have to be prepared practically. You know, I'm very practical. And so I know when Katrina hit, for instance, all of a sudden I realized, wait a minute, we're not prepared. So what did I do, Nana?
Right.
I got grab-and-go bags for all of our family. I started going to all these different places to try to fill everything up because we were having people coming from Katrina to Branson, to our little studio.
And you know, the Bible says when a fool sees trouble coming or a storm ahead and doesn't prepare.
Right. And that's the key, is that it gives you a peace of mind. That's what you're saying.
And a lot of people, Ms. Lori, a lot of people, they'll think that to be a faith person means you deny the reality.
Yes. Right.
No, that's not faith.
No.
Because the New Testament teaches us the person of Jesus and the principles of Jesus.
Right.
The person of Jesus prepares you for eternity. The principles of Jesus prepares you for now.
Right.
Jesus is the Word made flesh. In the Word, God spoke to Joseph of what to do in the famine.
That's it.
And he speaks to him.
This is the type of Joseph.
So it doesn't mean that you're speaking fear. You're up. I mean, things are going on. If you see a bomb coming, it's coming.
Yeah.
It's on its way. But Jesus said, in the world, you'll have tribulation.
That's it.
The problem is churches stop right there. Mm-hmm. Yeah. They stop there. They want to fight for their right to tribulate. But the fact is, Jesus said after that, but be of good cheer. I've overcome the world. I've deprived it of the power to harm you.
So,
prepare
both practically and spiritually. Because if you ain't got your spirit prepared, you won't be able to look for the good.
And I love what you just said, your mind. You have to not let that fear take over your mind.
That is the battlefield.
That is the battlefield. And so I just want all of you to know that we are praying for you. I've called a couple of people in Florida. I mean, we have several. We have so many of our pastors and friends who have been.
This church that they're showing right now is Pastor Levesque's church.
Uh-huh. He's so wonderful.
You know, you talk to a lot of our good friends there.
Yes, I've already called people this morning saying, how are you doing? Where are you? Do you have your food? Do you have your water filtration system? I mean, do you have your generator? I'm checking on everybody this morning. But I just want to say that we are praying for you right now, the state of Florida. And I just want to say to Governor Ron DeSantis, what an amazing job you have done to prepare your state.
Pastor Joe is a pastor. Lead us in prayer for the people.
Amen. Well, Father, we just take authority over this storm in the name of Jesus.
Yes,
and we speak to the storm to be still in Jesus' name. And Father, for the families and the lives and all the things that they're going through, we just thank you, Lord, that your word says that you have not given us a spirit of fear, but a power and love and a sound mind. And Father, that they would have that sound mind and be able to think clear and be able to take shelter in the name of Jesus. And you cause revival even in the hearts of those people that are in a time.
Yes.
And Lord, that they would be ministering to their neighbors and their friends and their family and be the answers. And God, that they would be people get saved from this in Jesus' name. And we thank you for it,
man.
We love you, Jesus.
We do love you. And one more quick thing that I'd love to share with you live right now. It was a year ago last night that my mother passed away. She went to heaven. And, of course, we weren't ready for that yet. And so I had this beautiful little thing at 8:35 p.m. on 9/27/21. Grandma Char, who you all know and love, she went to heaven. And this is a sweet little thing that they gave me at the hospital, and it was her last heartbeat. And so right at that moment at 8:35, you know, my brother, we called each other real quick, and my cousin and my best friend and all that. I said, you know, Mom, a year ago, and you just never think, Chopper, I know you know what I'm talking about because your daddy passed, and I know you get it when she was my best friend. Yeah. She was the rock of my life. She was everything. And so she helped start this ministry. Yeah. She was Char Graham. What can I say? She wasn't just my mother. And you know who she loved even more than me? Well, probably she loved me the best, but this guy right here, she loved Jim Baker and believed in him and helped found this ministry. Yeah. She was literally It was Jim, myself, Mom, and so I just want to say thank you to all of our partners that have sent me so many cards and letters that I treasure. I have everything in a beautiful box. I get them out once in a while just to encourage myself in the things of the Lord and knowing that I'll see her again. Yeah. But you know the thing that I came, and I think Chopper's going to get this. You know the thing that I came to the conclusion of? I had a wonderful wise woman talk to me just recently, 90 years old, Corrine Spillman. I love you, Corrine Spillman. And she's known me for years. And she said, and I go, you know, but I know Mom's with the Lord and your husband's with the Lord. She said, but the thing is, Lori, they're not tangible anymore. You can't go to, they're just not tangible anymore.
Yeah.
We know we're going to see them in heaven, but they're not tangible. Mm-hmm. And I was like, oh, that was a perfect word. You know what I mean?
Yeah, seeing them on a daily basis, because, I mean, my dad,
daily.
We live right next door to each other. We're seeing each other all the time.
Yeah,
but the Lord, you just said something, and I like what you just said, Pastor. Oftentimes, I haven't found it. You may have. I mean, I'm not a theologian. I didn't stay at a Holiday Inn Express last night, but I stayed in a real nice room. But the Bible says that to be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord.
Yes.
And Ephesians says, in Ephesians chapter 1, it says that when God raised Jesus from the dead, he set him at his own right hand, far above principalities, power, and might, dominion, gave him to be the head of the church, which is his body. The next chapter, chapter 2, says, and God raised us up together and made, past tense, to sit with him in heavenly places in Christ, set together. So in the natural, I'm sitting behind this desk in the studio here in Blue Eye, Missouri.
Right.
But in the spirit, I am seated at the right hand of God.
Yes.
So then, since April the 21st, there he is on the screen, when he passed away and he went to glory, in the spirit, we have still been in the same room.
That's it.
Because he is in the presence of God. I am seated at the right hand of God. Amen. We're still in the same room in the spirit.
Yes, that's true.
And I'm telling you,
totally.
So much so, our church back home is beginning to grow, Pastor, and God is beginning. People are getting saved.
God.
Young people are getting baptized.
Praise
powerful
God.
Things are taking place. The other day, I took a small nap in the afternoon, and I quickly was in our church building, and I noticed coming in the back, in my dream, I had a dream, my dad walked in. He was a little slimmer than he was when he was in full health, and he walks in, and some people were looking, and someone said, oh, he looks terrible. I said, it looks pretty good for a dead guy.
Yeah.
That's what I said in my dream. But then he goes and sits on the front row of our church in my dream. Mm. And he raised his hand. I don't know why he said this, Mondo. He said, thank you for the silver and the beauty. Mm. Okay, that's different. He said, and thank you for the families you are bringing to this church. And I'm looking up at him. He's sitting on the front row. I can see the TV lights and the backlight, halo light on his shoulder. And then he looks down at me and he says, I'm proud of you. You guys are doing a good
work. Isn't that what you want your dad and your mom to tell you more than anything? I'm proud of you.
He's not dead. It's just the body he lived in.
Yes.
He is more alive than ever. Your mother is more alive than ever.
More alive than ever.
Yes.
Absolutely. Bodies are just so temporal. Yes.
In Christ, we are one together in
that's
the same.
Right.
And that's the hope we have through these last days.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Is that we're going to meet each other in heaven.
Exactly.
That we're going to get through the final days. Well, yes, they're going to be awesome times. I keep hearing the governor and others say this is the worst storm probably in history.
Yeah. So we're praying. We're praying for everybody. But I want to leave you with this one thing, and you guys can get on with everything. But I know. But Chopper and I, we should preach together. Anyway, but this was my mom's favorite scripture, and I want you to take this with you. Romans 8, 30, I'm going to start at 37. Know in all these things, we are more than conquerors through him who loved us. For I am persuaded that neither death nor life, neither angels, nor principalities, nor powers, neither these present, nor things to come, neither height, nor depth, nor any other created thing shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord.
Amen.
And she lived for Jesus her whole entire life. When she sat at her mama's knee, my grandma, my precious grandma, at her knee and asked Jesus to be the Lord and Savior of her life, and she never strayed from it. Mm-hmm. And neither did my grandma. So I come from great heritage. Then they had me to deal with, Charper. What can I say? They had a few years of praying me through.
Oh, my.
I'm going to switch things all around here, Charper.
Sir.
I'm going to have your dad sing. Is that all right?
Have at it.
Since we brought him up at the beginning and introduced him kind of.
Yes, sir.
And I'd like to say, because he's singing my favorite, one of my favorite songs. Oh. I've come too far to look back. And I want you to listen to this song. I want you to put it in your heart. And I want you to pray about supporting the ministry.
Yes.
This is our telethon day.
Yes.
And we're coming to you live. We're taping it live right now, going live out into all of the Voice of the Prophets Network is live right now.
Yes.
And we're excited to be able to come into your home. And we're fighting to keep this thing on the air, and we're winning.
Yes.
And we're winning.
Amen.
And phase one, in 2 weeks, I believe phase one can be paid for.
Amen.
And we can move on to phase two of the survival telethon. But I want you to listen to this song.
Mm.
Here is Arthur Ward.
Mm.
I've come too far to look back.
Amen. Amen.
I've come too far to look back again. There is nothing behind me. Treasures I used to love have all faded from view. Now there's a new day ahead for me. Places. Oh, we've gone.
future, but we're nearing the home shore. The redeemed already singing and rejoicing. Heaven's angels, they just warming up. Praise God. We've come too far to look back. Oh, we're nearing the home shore of the last stretch. The redeemed are rejoicing. I can hear the angels
the one and the only Arthur Ward.
That's right. That's Aww. Right. What a voice.
And I just want to say, we're going to offer this today, this amazing music. We have one CD, Speak to Your Mountain by Chopper Ward, and we're also including Arthur Ward, who you just heard. This song is on it. That's two CDs for a donation of $25 to the ministry. Wow. That includes shipping and handling, or better yet, friends and family offer, which is three of the CD sets for a donation of $50 to the ministry. This is a way for you to stand with us, support us, but yes. amazing music that
a
will minister
CD
to you.
Of his dad?
Yes.
And a whole CD of Chopper.
Wow. We need music in our homes, yes. people, in these yes. last yes. days. Yes. You need to prepare for the last days. Amen?
Amen. Yes.
And if you want to be encouraged,
yes.
you need music around you.
Yes.
And I want to get, I don't know, I should have Pastor's CD, but I don't know why I don't have it.
Somebody might have took it from you.
Yeah, they probably
You know, Pastor, with CDs and recording, you know, it's amazing yes. now CDs and USB, why it's going to be on
yeah.
your phone.
Yeah.
Years ago, I remember, this has been, it was 2000. Actually, it was 2001. It was about 5 months before 9/11. Benny Hinn had come to Arkansas to mm-hmm. the big arena. Mm-hmm. And my dad, God had begun to speak to him because we were on television and doing broadcasting. And God began to speak to him this phrase, capture the anointing. Mm-hmm. Capture the anointing. And he said, that is what we do. And I brought up Brother Benny Hinn because he shared it with a group of his pastors that they mm-hmm. had there at that meeting. But that is what we do, and that's what you do here. You mm-hmm. capture the anointing. That Amen. Song you just heard was recorded. He just asked me how old wow. my dad was then. I think he was probably 68 or 69, so that means that was probably 2018 mm-hmm. or 2017 when that was recorded. But you just experienced the anointing
yes. right.
that was yes. captured years ago.
That's right. it.
And that's why when you get a music CD, whether it be mine oh, yeah. or whoever, or Mondo's, when your music CD comes out, or when you get a sermon, when you record your programs and air them later, lives are changed because the anointing right. has been captured. That's why it. This network is so important.
You know, we learned that early in television. Funny, we didn't know that.
Yes.
But we learned it, and we had a great move of God on one right. of our shows, kids' shows. And it ran by accident, and I was home cleaning my garage, and the phones began to ring at the ministry and jammed. And thousands got saved
Glory to
on
God.
The tape.
I love it.
And suddenly we realized the anointing stays on the tape.
That's right.
It's in precedent because the anointing also yep. stays on the pages.
That's right. Yes.
I mean, Amen. This was 10,000 years ago and Amen. It's still touching lives today. So that's why we need a network like we've got here
exactly.
to continue yeah. broadcasting Amen. Anointing that has been captured.
That's right. That's exactly right.
And we're working hard right now to go live to you for this network,
yes.
all of our networks, live every day. And we're going forward. And we yeah. need your prayers and we need your support. And the enemy looked like he was going to try to tackle us, and he keeps doing that. But greater is he that's in yeah. us. Remember
yes.
that.
Yeah.
So I want you to do something today.
Right.
You know, the Bible says it's a sin to know what you ought to do and then not do it. Did you know that?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's a sin.
It is.
And I think it's so important that we vote.
Yes.
And you know, people say, oh, I just don't want to vote. Well, the sin is not voting.
Right.
Right.
If you can do it, you yeah. know.
Yeah.
We need a
yes.
busload of people to go to
absolutely.
Vote.
Well,
last year we did that.
We were taking them
back and forth.
That's right.
Well,
that's what we do.
It's more important. The future of America is in trouble.
Yes.
And we need to do right. And if we do it, God's going to bless us. God's going to anoint what we do. Mm-hmm. And
And so people, the way they can support, this is a telethon. And so there's so many ways that you can support the ministry. One is just speak to your mountain, get the CDs. Just that's a non-brainer. I would get those, play them in your home, play them in your church, do whatever in your Sunday school class. But give them to your kids, great Christmas presents to whoever in your life. But also we have the Legacy Seed offering to help us stay on the air, that this will leave a legacy for your children, your grandchildren. I know I want to leave a legacy for, if the Lord should tarry, for my kids and that they would go on. So the legacy offering.
Yes, that's the legacy offering. We're asking any of you who feel led to continue to help us to come to your homes every day for $1,000 love gift to the ministry. You can help support and stand with us that way. We always talk about, the need for our partners to partner with us on a monthly basis.
Yes.
That's our You Can Make It monthly, the Count Me In. And we've just launched just a few months ago, the PTL Club for all of our monthly partners to tune in and have access to thousands of videos and teachings from Pastor Jim, Pastor Lori, conferences that have happened here at Morningside with some of the great experts to prepare you spiritually, to also prepare you to get ready. We have emergency preparedness conferences on there. And so when you join $1 a day, that's our Count Me In, $1 a day, you will receive access to the PTL Club site. And so that's $30 a month. And many of you have been joining. Many of you have been giving that $30 a month, or some are giving the $50 a month, which is our Jubilee offering, or the President's Club, $100 a month. And I cannot tell you, that right there is the foundation of what's going to help us to continue to broadcast, help us to continue to bring amazing men and women of God into your homes to share the days that we're living in. That's a way. You can call us today at 1-888-988-1588. That's our toll-free number. The operators are there now. You're live. And so the operators are there to take your orders as well. You can also visit our website, jimbakershow.com.
And what's great about it is there's so much exclusive information on here. Mondo's always in the green room taping things. Sometimes the green room shows, so to speak, just talking with our guests.
It's real.
It's real, but it's sometimes better than the show that's out on the air.
Absolutely.
I mean, and so Mondo's been capturing that, or
even
Clayton.
Your 65th birthday at home.
Okay, the phone's ringing yet?
The phones are ringing. Listen, Teresa from Oregon is donating $120 right now.
Amen.
Lydia
Amen.
From Illinois, $50. Maryland calling in for $30 a month. Peggy from Tennessee, $50. Carrie from Louisiana, $60. Deborah from Arizona, $100. Yes. Randy from Michigan, $50. Joanne from Massachusetts, $50. John from Ohio, $440. Patricia from North Carolina, $40. Phyllis from Pennsylvania, $100. Patrick from Ohio, $100. Mario from Texas, $35. Mr. Griffin from Tennessee, $100. Mary from Minnesota, $150.
Amen.
Florida from Rosemary, $167.
Wow.
Florida, Teresa, $60. California, $100. Michigan, $150. So many are calling in right now. Listen, go to the phone right now, 1-888-988-1588, or you can go to the website, jimbakershow.com. Get your pledge in, get your donation in, your offering in. You don't want to miss out.
Amen.
A lot of people keep calling, so maybe we can go down the list at the end of the program.
Exactly.
I love it. Okay, Colonel Giamona wants to talk to you. He has a message, so we're going to ask him right now to bring that message.
Hi, everybody. Colonel Dave Giamona here, and what an honor, Jim and Lori, to be with you today. This very important telethon on Saving the Voice of the Prophets Network. I can't think of a better ministry for the voice of the prophets to go around the world in a time like this. When everything is happening here at the end times, we need this network. And I personally have donated $1,000 as seed money. And I'm praying and supporting this with all my heart because it's important. It's vital to the world today to hear these voices that God is speaking through right now. And so I'm asking you to look deep into your heart, into your soul, and give, pray, support, whatever you can do, because the time is short. What we do, we must do quickly. And this ministry that Jim and Lori and the family at PTL have put together is critical at a time like this. So I'm praying with all my heart, I'm giving with all my heart, and I'm believing that this is going to be a fantastic day and that God is going to give beyond what we even can imagine or think. And this Voice of the Prophet Network is going to go to the next level. In Jesus' name, in Jesus' name, amen.
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 Yes. Yes.
Yes. We love you, Colonel.
We're bringing these kind of guests every day on the network, the prophets of the world that
Amen.
Come here to speak to you into your home.
Amen.
We had your dad sing, so it's your turn now.
All right.
We want to hear from Chomper Ward. He'll do it again. You know that one?
Yes, sir.
The thing is, he has done it before. Look what Jim built in the past and everything.
Amen.
And he is going to do it again.
Yeah. Absolutely.
And that's why I keep the words of that song are keeping me alive at times when I think, oh, I don't know if I can make it.
Come
he
on.
He said, well, he did it before. He
He'll
can
do
it again.
You
got that right.
Amen.
Okay. Absolutely. Mm. Now?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
Let's go.
I'm
let's
going.
Go.
Let's do this.
I love so
it.
Here
love
is
Chopper
Pastor
Ward.
Chopper Ward singing.
Amen.
Same now as then.
Moving your life. Power.
Thank you for that.
And
camp meeting.
The first time I asked people to help build something, to finish something with a $1,000 offering, where we built the studios, miracles took place.
Yes.
Amen.
And people's sold property, they've been trying to sell it for years.
Yes.
Because God can do it again.
Amen.
God will
Amen.
Give you the miracle that you need. And I want you to call right now.
Yes.
Wow.
1-888-988-1588. Toll free number. And call your gift right now. It's so very, very
And if you can't
important.
Do $1,000, maybe you can't right now, $500, whatever you can do.
Every
little bit helps
keep
this network on the air.
Sister Lori, you know, the Bible says that God inhabits the praises of his people. And you was talking about that music a while ago and those CDs. And I want to tell you something. At Lori's house, we play it around the clock. I mean, 24/7. At camp, we do the same thing because it breaks the anointing breaks the yoke of bondage.
Yes. Amen.
And so what happens is these people get this tape, and you got people that are not saved or people that are struggling or people that have nightmares in the middle of the night.
Yes.
They can't sleep at night. Put that music on.
Yes.
Let it play in the background. And I tell you what, you'll bring camp meeting to your home.
Right.
I mean, the anointing is there.
Praise
and there
God.
Is power in this music.
Amen.
And I tell you what, I'm feeling camp meeting, brother. I'm telling you, there's something about that anointing. I tell you, God is in the house. He's doing a major thing.
And
Amen.
This song is included with the CDs that we're offering today. Two CDs for a donation of $25 to the ministry. That includes shipping and handling. Speak to Your Mountain offer.
Yeah.
I love that. Speak to Your Mountain.
Mm-hmm.
Two CDs. Mm-hmm. We also have our Friends and Family offer, which is three of the CD sets for a donation of $50 to the ministry.
Right. I'm going to have you sing.
Wow.
I was going to have you do it right now, but in a minute, we want you to do Speak to Your Mountain. Because I believe that we can have authority over mountains in our lives.
You,
some
Jesus.
Of you have been climbing mountains this year in the last few years. But God is on the throne.
Yes,
Amen.
He is.
And he's
Amen.
Coming
Still
again. I'm excited about the storms are around us. These are the days, but if it wasn't perilous times, then we wouldn't be living in the last days.
That's
but we're
right.
living in Bible times
yeah.
that God told us would be. So be not discouraged.
That's right. Amen.
God is on the throne, mm-hmm. and he is coming again. Yes. Amen.
Pastor, you're talking about we're living in times that are already been said in the Bible.
Yeah.
And it reminds me of what we just spoke about earlier. When I mentioned the time when Jesus was on the side of the shore, he said, let us get in the boat and let us go to the other side.
Mm-hmm.
Faith comes by hearing and hearing by the word of God. Jesus was the word made flesh. He says, let's get in the boat and go to the other side. He gave them the instructions and the destination with definition. We're getting to the other side. Now, whatever comes between now and then, mm-hmm. it doesn't override what he said.
Mm-hmm.
And he says in his word that these things will come to pass.
Right.
That's right.
But he also says in his word that his group,
right,
his family,
yes.
is going to overcome.
Yes.
That's right.
In all these things, we are more than conquerors.
That's it.
I like how my good friend, Brother Mark Hankins, says it. Never run at your giant with your mouth closed.
Yes.
David looked at Goliath, and he says to Goliath, says, what are you bringing me with a kid with a stick? Is he eating?
Yeah.
Am I a dog? I'm going to feed you a carcass of the fowls of the air. And the Bible says, David said, no, let me tell you something. Today, the Lord will deliver you into my hand.
Right. Mm-hmm.
When you look that word up, deliver you into my hand, and then he says, I'm going to take your head from you.
Right.
It means I'm going to shut you up.
Mm. Wow.
Mm.
He cut the giant's head off because what had Goliath been doing for 40 days and 40 nights? He was the modern-day news media, barking the curses of the enemy
as if
they were going to have some kind of power over God's army. Saul and the rest of them were falling for it. But it took one boy full of faith who would say, no. I remember a time when a lion had me, and he was about to take me out with one of our sheep, and I said no, and I slew the lion. And then a bear did the same thing, and I slew the bear. The same God that delivered me then is the same God that delivered me now.
Yeah.
The same God that delivered you then will deliver you now. He hadn't changed his M.O. So the storms we're going through right now, we're going through, and we're not going to set up shop and build a cabin and have a monument. Oh, here we are, live storm. No. The Bible says there are those that are generous.
Yeah.
And they have more. They have plenty. Matter of fact, the King James says this. It says, there is that scattereth and yet increases. Mm-hmm. And there is that withholdeth more than his meat, and it tendeth to poverty. The liberal soul shall be made fat.
Praise God.
When you are generous, God says you will increase more.
That's it.
Don't lie. Don't let it be said on your tombstone, here lies stingy. Get up and be a generous person because God's already said in his word what the outcome is going to
right.
be.
Yes. A cheerful giver.
He loves a cheerful giver.
He loves a cheerful giver.
Absolutely.
And you do it from your heart. It's
I'll tell
so
you
exciting.
What, you're talking me into giving some more.
Yeah, I know.
And so I'm going to give another $1,000 today.
Ooh,
the need is so bad. And I'm believing God for the greatest miracle we've ever seen.
Amen.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. God gives seed to a sower.
Yes, he does.
Oh, watch how God does it.
Yeah, I heard you preach about that the other day. I tell you,
if people would only understand, if you have a heart to give, God will get you the seed to sow.
Right.
You just got to have the heart to give. If you really want to give and you want to see souls saved, I mean, what we're doing, the gospel of the kingdom is being preached in all the world. We're living it. We're happening to see this gospel through these networks taking the gospel to all the world right now.
Yes.
And then the Bible says, and then the end will come. And I tell you what, I want to be a part of that. I don't know about everybody else, but I want to have a part in getting the gospel around the world.
Me too.
And this is what an opportunity that we have.
Yes.
And we have the seed to sow. God will give you the seed to sow if you have a heart to give.
That's the key. He gives us the seed to sow.
And every seed that is sown has a harvest attached to it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
God designed this earth to increase.
That's,
that's one thing you can't stop. No one is good enough or smart enough to stop increase. You only decide what increases. Either weeds are going to increase in your yard or a manicure is going to increase in your yard.
That's right.
Increase. Once a seed is sown, it is designed to produce a harvest.
That's right.
The harvest is dependent upon the soil in which it's sown into.
That's it. And it's
and
harvest.
And this is good soil.
And this is harvest time.
Amen.
In spite of all that's going on. It's time to win souls, get people prepared, and that's what this network is all about.
I don't think people understand the size and the scope of this network.
Come on, now that's
it. It really is amazing.
We're honorary hillbillies because they told us we are now.
Yes, and
we live up in these hills, and we love it here. and this is a great place to be, and I hope someday some of you'll come and live with us here.
Amen. Because
this is the city of refuge for the last days.
Yes.
But from this mountain here, where I'm sitting right now, mm-hmm. every day, and we want to start going live in a few days. Mm-hmm. And we're down in Arkansas, even. Mm-hmm. New Bedford, Massachusetts. My home, not hometown, but home state of Detroit, Michigan.
Yeah.
I saw a documentary on Henry Ford. You know, if we only knew what America has done, we start standing up, and we got to start voting for people who will build up America.
Yeah.
Come on.
And thank God for America.
Yeah.
And put God back into America.
The greatest nation in the world ever.
And we would have never won the war. Did you know Henry Ford had a lot to do with winning the war?
Yes, mm-hmm. sir. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I mean, I was shocked. We couldn't make airplanes. And he had been making Model T Fords, and so he decided he would make airplanes. Mm-hmm. And they were making like one every few months. And he says, I'm going to make, so we'll make at least one a day. So we're going to move them down the assembly. And he built this huge assembly line. The building's at least a mile long. And we won the war, really.
Wow.
Yeah.
Because of what he did with American ingenuity and American people. And remember Rosie the Riveter?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, that picture of her with her arm up.
And you know, Brother Jim, the Bible says he gives us knowledge of witty inventions.
Yeah.
That's right.
And earlier we talked about the same God. The same God that gave the idea then to Henry Ford. The same God that brought us great men and women who brought deliverance during when the enemy was trying to destroy the earth decades ago.
Yeah.
He hadn't lost his way of doing things. But the thing about God is, you'll look in the Bible, he never does a miracle the same way twice.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Right.
Why? Because he's a God of creativity.
Yeah.
He can create. So God is never out of options to be able to increase you.
That's right.
To bring about increase in your life.
That's right.
A little over 20, May of 21 or June of 21 is when I met you guys. I came here.
Yes.
I'd never known you guys before. I show up, you look out, and you told Pastor Ron Webb, I'm surprised you brought a white guy with you. I love Bishop Webb. And so this friendship took place.
Yeah.
You're talking about good seed and good soil. A few months later, I was at a meeting with a man, and I had been here. You guys had blessed me. And when you blessed me, I was there, and the Lord spoke to me, and I was at this meeting, and it was a church of about 70 people in this audience. And it was on a Sunday night, and the preacher got up, and he said, there's seven people here. I asked the Lord for seven people with $1,000 to help with our ministry overseas. And I thought, how are you going to get that out of a bunch of these country folk? And the Lord asked me, he says, now you got that blessing in your pocket. Won't you be one of those? Mm-hmm. I texted my wife. I said, we're going to be one of these. Yeah. And off air, I'll tell you more details about it. I'm just going to say, that night, on August 9th, I obeyed the voice of God. He gives seed to the sower?
Yes, sir.
He does.
What you guys had blessed me with, I took and turned it into seed.
Mm.
I stand here today. That was over a year ago.
Wow.
That one seed has turned into over $80,000 into my life.
Ooh. Oh,
hallelujah. Oh, yeah.
He's the same God.
Yes.
He hasn't forgotten. You give, God looks for a way to.
Yes.
He didn't design giving and sowing to decrease you.
Come on.
He designed it to increase you.
It's true.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Wow.
I want you to sow that seed today.
Yes.
This is the telethon. So we're supposed to raise money on a telethon, and we need a miracle to keep this great network going. It's only been on the air just really, we always say 2 years, but that's when we started planning it. And it's only been on the air a little over a year, really.
Yeah.
And it's a miracle.
Oh, I love it.
It's a huge network, and I never get to read all the, mm-hmm. I was about to read Michigan, but I leave out Michigan. Yeah.
But we have so many. You can go to jimbakershow.com.
Minneapolis, they need the gospel. I was in school there.
Everyone needs the gospel.
But we're on every day.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
24 hours a day.
Hallelujah.
In the major cities of America.
It's a miracle.
And listen, Daniel from Virginia is one of the places that we're in. He's donating $2,000 right now to this telethon.
Praise God.
Charles from Washington, $500 right now. New York City, this network is in New York City as well. Buffalo, New York. Reed is donating $135 right now. Carol from New York, $100 right now. Again, North Dakota, $40. Indiana, $50. New York, $30. We got a lot of people watching 24 hours a day. Another donation from New York City, Maggie, donating $1,000 to the ministry.
Thank you, Maggie.
We have a spot I want you to see because it's so important, because it's time to store food. And we're able to get it this month, so get your order in today. Watch this.
Lawmakers are up against the clock to avert a government shutdown this week. The Senate is voting on a short-term funding bill tonight, which would keep things running until December 16th.
You've got a president talking about, you know, what he's doing to lower inflation, which isn't working.
It is a big storm. It is going to kick up a lot of water as it comes in, and you're going to end up with really significant storm surge. You're going to end up with really significant flood events.
A place like Cuba has a lot of limitations. The food is rationed here. So the people were able to try and buy a little extra food. In fact, the government food stores allowed for more rations to be sold as of yesterday.
Families turning to Costco to find that some items are already out of stock.
It's madhouse, no waters. We got scraps. I had to get vitamin water, alkaline water.
We have the survival food in stock now.
This same bucket that we're offering today, this is the prepared pantry 60 mil bucket, is currently retailing for over $250. That doesn't even include shipping and handling. Each bucket comes with 13 varieties of food.
That's right, 13 varieties. This is a 60 mil bucket, and you can see this
That's
beautiful
right.
food, and we prepare today to show
Name
you.
Name them some of the foods. What is this black bean burger?
Absolutely.
I helped produce that years ago.
You did.
And I wanted to make hamburger out of black beans.
That's right.
The buttermilk pancakes.
Yes.
As good a pancakes as anyone's in the world.
Yes.
So good. Look at them. They're beautiful. And next to that is the maple brown sugar oatmeal. On the side over here, just for a little snack,
Yes. You
have the sweetened banana chips. So yummy.
Did you guys get a picture? There they are.
There they are. They're
the
right
best
there.
Snacks.
Your These kids are the, love those.
Oh, absolutely.
Next to this, you see this is beautiful. Morning Moose milk. It is a standalone on its own, right?
Yes,
everyone
that's right.
loves it. Tastes better than regular milk. Right here in front of me, I have the strawberry flavored creamy wheat. Look how beautiful. And this is a huge
cream of wheat.
Bowl. Right, it's the creamy
wow.
wheat. Right, and in front of you, honey?
I have the hearty vegetable chicken flavored soup.
Yeah.
Like if you have a garden,
yes.
you can add things to them.
Sure. Absolutely.
And that's why we want everybody to have seeds at home.
Yes.
Plant your gardens. You know, like Spanish rice. Did
Look
you have
that.
Spanish rice?
Oh, yeah.
Spanish
rice.
Now.
Do you? It's so good.
Well, I mean,
it
you is? Could add, yeah. well, you could add stuff Seasons. To
yeah,
Spanish
you can add
rice.
Tomatoes, cilantro.
Oh, yeah.
Jalapenos. You can add onions. Yeah. You can add whatever you want. Just be creative.
And we have like creamy potato soup.
Yeah.
So good.
And that'll make, you know, the gallons of soup.
Yes.
It's
right.
really thick.
It looks like
it's a stew right now.
Yeah, it looks like a potato salad right there, but
and
really
then their marinara sauce is great.
Spaghetti marinara, you know?
Yeah.
That's my closest to good Italian, but
yeah.
mushroom rice pilaf over there, that is amazing. Creamy chicken flavored rice is unbelievable. Yeah. And I think over there is the broccoli,
yes,
right?
Yes, that's the broccoli rice.
Oh.
Yes. Broccoli cheese rice.
Oh, yeah.
That's right. And you
and
just...
all of these are Baker family tested.
Yes, yes. they are.
They, all of
they
them.
Are.
All of them
that's
in this
amazing.
Bucket. And you get 60 different foods.
Yes, 60 meals with 13
meals.
Different varieties.
And it's,
yes.
and it's all packaged for 30-year shelf life. I want everyone to order now because we're running out of time.
Yeah.
Right.
So call right now.
Yes, our number is 1-888-988-1588. You can call our toll-free number to place your order. You can order multiple buckets. Remember, you can also visit our website, jimbakershow.com as well, and you can place your order there.
What we're watching with this food supply, you said something so powerful, and we're going to end real quick. In the Joseph's day, what happened?
In Joseph's day, that was a natural famine that took place.
Yeah.
But this is a man-made famine. Ooh, this is caused by puppeteers pulling strings. Well, I just feel by the power of God right now, God's about to cut some strings.
Amen. Come on. Amen.
You prepare and let God take care of the rest.
Right. Yeah. Amen.
And then you rest.
Amen.
Wow. Amen. Amen. Call me right now, 1-888-988-1588. I believe that God's people are going to stand. I believe it's time for God's people to arise.
Amen.
Yes. And I believe we can, in Christ, we can change America back to God. Amen.
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 Amen. I got 1 minute left, Pastor. I hadn't you were going to preach today, but can you do a 30-second sermon?
Well, you know, in 100 years ago, we only had about 2 billion people on the face of the earth.
Right.
And today, there's almost 8 billion people.
That's right.
So the Bible talks about us being more effective and reaching the lost. There would be more people born and die in our generation than all the other generations added together and put together. Right now, it is crucial for us to be effective for the kingdom.
Yes.
But the Bible talks about us, you know, spreading the gospel to all the world.
Yes.
We have an opportunity to reach more people to Jesus now than any other time in history.
Yes.
Because there's more people on the face of the earth. That means there's more demand, and we need to be reaching out to our neighbors.
Yes.
And I tell you what, when you have a bucket of food or water and your neighbor next door doesn't have, that's the time to reach them for Jesus.
Yes. That's it.
Amen. It's a tool.
God really is.
It's a tool.
Amen.
It's powerful.
Well, this is the day we honor your mother's death because this is her birth, her death.
A year.
You don't have anniversary.
Graduation day.
Anniversary is of death. Yeah. Is that, can you do that?
Mm-hmm. Moving day.
But we love Grandma so much.
Right.
Our time is gone. Remember that God loves you.
Yes.
Support us and keep us on the air. God loves you. He really does. Bye-bye for today.
Thank you for watching today's program. We need your support now more than ever. Call us today, 1-888-988-1588. That number again is 1-888-988-1588. You can also write to the Jim Baker Show at P.O. Box 7330, Branson, Missouri 65615. Please make all checks payable to Jim Baker Show. Or you can make your donation and order of other products online at our website, jimbakershow.com. Thank you for your continued prayers and financial support. It's because of partners like you that we can continue to broadcast the gospel of Jesus Christ around the world.